Hey, I want to tell you, God is moving. God is moving in people's lives. Andrew, why don't you come? Why don't you come? God is moving in people's lives. God is moving upon this country. You know, as I spoke to you last week a little bit, continue to pray for President-elect Trump as he puts his team together. Don't believe what the news media is saying, all kind of stuff. Don't believe that it's in mass chaos. Don't believe anything they say, basically, because things are in order. God knows what he's doing. We pray for our president, no matter who he or she will be. We pray for them because God's word says in scripture to pray for him, pray for his team, that God would be with them and help them. But Andrew was telling me something that happened, and I asked him in the story, but I asked him if he would share it with you on how God is moving upon our country and upon people's lives.
First off, he takes every opportunity to get me up here. Second, I've been going to automotive classes at SOCC in Lafayette, and I've known this guy for about a year now. This guy he's an atheist. He believed that Jesus was an alien, and he explicitly told me once that if Jesus came down to Earth, he'd shoot him in the head. He was high all the time. He smoked everything under the sun. But as of 2 weeks ago, he gave his heart to the Lord. God had put on my heart to pray for him about 6 months ago. And honestly, the last person out of everyone over there I would have ever thought would have gotten saved. You know, whenever he came and he told me, you know, he was talking about, he was telling me how the Catholic Church beat him down. Religion abandoned him, but God lifted him up. Amen. You know, and he has such a hunger for God. It's unbelievable because in a 1 week of him getting saved, he read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Matthew and Mark. You know, it's just unbelievable to see it.
Amen. 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 You see, 6 months ago, God put
He's
32 years old, to start praying for him. And people, sometimes we look at people and we think, oh, there's no way. You know, it's like a Saul or, you know, no. When God puts people upon your heart, you pray because God is moving. Just as we've been praying for our families, people, and people that we know of, we're praying together. Not individually we pray, but as we come together and we gather and we lift their names up before the throne. Let me tell you, the powers of darkness have to leave. And God moves. And this man, you know, an atheist, here Andrew was just trying to lead him to the Lord and praying for him and trying to share with him the gospel, you know. It doesn't matter what these people believe in the past. It's where God wants to bring them. Amen. And their souls are in the balance. And that man's soul was snatched from hell. Every one of us was, you know, honestly. And that's the truth, from hell. But God saved this man's soul. And so, Andrew, keep on going. Keep on sharing the gospel. Now he don't want to sit down.
Come on. On how I said he was a drug head. Complete. I had never seen him not high. He was high all the time. But he's been marijuana free for 2 weeks now. Marijuana free. And the only time I would talk to him, I never brought it up. You know, the fact of the matter is, every time I became his favorite person, even though he hated me more than everybody else. I became his favorite person. Anytime he wanted to take apart a transmission, he'd be like, hey, Andrew, come see. We're going to do it. You know, he'd call me to do it, and he'd always bring it up. He'd always bring it up, and now he's drug free, and he's down to one cigarette a day. He's down to one cigarette a day.
Amen. Praise God. God is good. Amen. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you. You know, God can do marvelous things, people. Marvelous things. We don't realize, you know, that God kept calling Andrew to help him when he had to do it. That was the Spirit of the Lord putting that in him to call Andrew to help him, because he could have chose anybody else. Even the guy that he really didn't like was the one that God would put upon his heart to call. Because you see, God knew that man's heart, that he needed Christ. And people, we need to always look at people in that vein of thought, that they need Christ. And without Christ, they're lost forever. Forever. Amen. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus be exalted, praised, and honored. We do want to welcome everyone here this morning. And we all know today is Sunday, but Thursday is coming. Thursday is Thanksgiving. And it's a day that our country has set aside many, many years ago to give thanks to the Lord God Almighty, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, for all that He has given unto us, individually, collectively, as a country, as a whole. No other country has been blessed like us, people. You know, I remember hearing stories from my grandmother, and my grandmother died 20 years ago. 20-something years ago. But I remember my grandmother talking about the lines that they would, and she was 80 years old when she died. I remember the stories that she'd tell us about standing in soup lines. I don't know, maybe some of you may have stories too, when they had nothing to eat. We don't know that today. I mean, you know, I don't know that. Basically, and I know most of us don't know stuff like that, but my grandmother would tell me how hard times where, you know, my grandfather had to work, she had to do odds and ends, and my father and his brothers and sisters, and no matter what age, they had to get out and work and bring in a little bit of money of some kind to sustain the family. You know, they went through the Great Depression. They went through times where it was horror upon this country at those times, where there was not food, ample food in the store, where there was ration, you know, the rice and the corn and the sugar. And we don't know that. We don't know that, you know, most of us. She tell the stories of how they stood in those lines with their bowls waiting to get food that day. What's that? That was it. You know, and you know, and we think, well, you know, that, you know, but you see how blessed we are that we can open up our cabinets and it's full of food and we still don't know what we want. What a shame, huh? I mean, that's all of us. And, you know, God wants to bless His people, but it's a day that we have set aside to thank God for what He's given us. We can thank one another for our families. We can thank one another for for what God has given us. Thanking God for our jobs. Thanking God for the money we have. Thanking God for the things maybe we do possess. Thank God for those things. Thanking God now for the ample food that we have to be able to eat, you know, and have each day. I mean, that, you know, most of us can go any day right after church and go buy food and go home and spend money, and it's nothing almost. And that doesn't mean anything's wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that, because God wants to bless. But you see, we always have to keep in vain who has blessed us. Yes, he's given us the ability to work. He's given us the ability to go out and make money. He's given us the intelligence to be able to do a decent job each day at the workforce and bring home that check every week or every 2 weeks or what, once a month, however we do it or however we're paid. Thank God for those things. And we should never take it for granted. Ever. Because you see, it says, and I know Otis told me, and then I said, yes. He said, you know, we're in the palm of his hand. And I said, yeah, you know, that's just, yes, all of us. I'm not going to say the other part, but we're in the palm of his hand. And yes, we're all in the palm of his hand. And just think, if his palm moves, where would we be? Where would we be? Just think if we came to church and the Spirit of God would not be here. Just think if we got up tomorrow morning and everything was in disarray in the whole world, chaos, and I know we do have chaos here or there. But just think if God wasn't ultimately in control and the light of the gospel wasn't being spread like it is today. Just think of what would happen. Just think if the light of the world, which we are the light that's in us, because we are the light. Jesus is the light of the world. But the light that's in us, if we were taken out of the world, where would the world be? See, our heart should always be towards God and being thankful to him that he's given us the ability to do the things that he's given us to do. That he's given us all these things that we treasure, you know, from our homes to our children, to our jobs, to our vehicles. Thank God. Thanking God. And sometimes, and I know even myself, we get up day by day and we just don't think of those things too much. That we just get up, we make our coffee, we drink our coffee, eat breakfast, go to work, come back, thank God, okay. And that's about it. But you know, let's make sure we take this Thursday to at least just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Because we should never be a thankless people. We should always be thankful that we have the ability to do the things that God has called us to. Like I said earlier, no other country has been blessed like us. And the old slewfoots out there, the enemy, is trying to steal it. But we've never been, and you want to know why we've been blessed? Because the gospel has gone forth out of this country. The word of God has come out of this country like no other country. The word of God that is printed here and brought forth, like with the Gideons and all kind of other ministries that go forth and bring the gospel of Jesus Christ, exported throughout the world. And because Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is exported throughout the world from this country, God has blessed this country and will sustain it to the end time. God will sustain things so his gospel could be brought out and preached throughout the world. But we should never turn and be thankless, but we should always be thankful. And I know Thursday's a great day. Probably everybody's in a gather with family, basically. You know, you're going to have a lot of food, a whole lot of food. We're going to eat a whole lot, and we're going to sleep from it. But that's okay. But just so we keep the main thing, and that's thanking him for what he's thanking God the Father, thanking God the Son, thanking God the Holy Spirit for what he's given unto us. For what he's given unto us. I want you to turn, if you would, to Psalms, please. Psalms 103. Psalms 103.
starting with verse 1, please. It says this. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Here we see this is a psalm of, and you can read it all, but this is a psalm of thanksgiving that David is writing. And it says, forget not all his benefits in verse 2. That we should never forget those things that God has blessed us with, people. Never. You might say, how can I remember? Write it down. Write it down and you won't forget it. Write it down in notebooks. Put it up somewheres and go back and read it every so often. Because we forget when God blessed us 5 years ago with something. We forget when God blessed us with some money, or blessed us with a home, or blessed us with a vehicle, or came through with an air conditioner or a refrigerator or stove or whatever we needed for our home, and God just miraculously opened the door for us to get those things. Or we forget how God opened up doors for us to get a job. We're not to forget the benefits, and that's just the physical benefits. But we should never forget the benefits that has come to us spiritually because of what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross. The benefits of being forgiven of our sins. My God. No other people have the benefit of being forgiven of their sins. You know, in the Old Testament, they would kill the bulls and the goats and the sheep and all that and the pigeons, and the blood would cover the sins so God would bless them. But it never was done away with. But when Jesus Christ came and died on the cross, that blood that he took to the Father, and the Father accepted it as payment of the past, the present, and the future of all evil and sin upon the earth that man would do, that it was paid for. And look, whenever we mess up, whenever we say something or do something or speak evil or have evil actions, that we can go to our Father and say, "Father, forgive me, for I have sinned," like David said, "for I have sinned." And we know as we go to him, the benefit of the cross is this, that the Father looks to us. And because we've come to him in Jesus' name and through the blood of Jesus, that he looks to us and he forgives. He doesn't cover it up. He forgives it. And it says that he remembers it no more. Now, I know that's hard for us to think that. But he remembers it no more. It's done away. The benefit of him helping us to conquer things in our lives and hearts that we need to conquer. That as I put my faith and trust in him, that he can help me overcome things that are weighing me down from fulfilling what God wants me to fulfill in ministry upon the earth. And that's all of us. That as we look to the cross, his benefit far outweighs anything the devil can try to throw and try to bring discouragement upon the church. The benefits of the cross far exceeds and far outweighs anything that the enemy can throw at us. How we're to be thankful as David. We know David. It says that he was a man after God's own heart, but it also says that God didn't leave out the bad part either. The bad parts, we think. It's kind of good for us because we see the mercy of God. But God didn't leave out the bad part of when David killed the husband of Bathsheba. He didn't leave that out. He could have. He could have. And probably David might have wanted it left out if he would have asked him. But God didn't leave it out. But it says that David, we know, had the husband killed, fathered a son out of wedlock, did all kind of stuff that's not good. But David went to God because God came up to him and said, look what you have done. And David took up the benefit of the future cross of Calvary. Look, people, we are free from the law of sin and death. We are free from things that weigh us down if we want to be free. God can eliminate. God can take out those things. God can take out those areas that need to be taken care of as we surrender to Him. And I know this. We want a quick and easy solution. We want to drive up at McDonald's, order our food, get it, and eat it in 5 minutes. We think God works that way also. We put our order in. We tell Him what to do. We get it, and we want it in 5 minutes. People, we need to learn to get it. Sometimes God will answer prayer. But let me tell you, we need to get with Him and say, Father, Your will be done. Father, help me in this area. Lord, I surrender my life in this area. Father, I look to the cross in this area that You're going to give me the benefit of that cross because everything was paid for. Everything was given unto me. Every blessing is mine. Count them one by one. Every blessing is mine. As God gives us the blessings of the cross of Calvary. God did that for David. Yes, David made mistakes, but let me tell you the benefit. Don't you think David, when he got up, he felt bad, but when he got up and God healed his heart, the presence of God was upon that man. The presence of God was upon that man. The blessings of the cross of Calvary and what God can and will do if we surrender to Him, thanking Him for what He has done. Look at verse 3. It says this. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Praise God. Who redeems your life from destruction. Man, my God, thank God He's redeemed our life from destruction. He purchased it back. He brought it back. Because really, destruction, redeeming our life from destruction, we were all doomed for a place not called heaven. And He redeemed us. He bought us back through the blood of Jesus. How thankful we need to be to Him. Thanking Him for what He's given unto us. You know, have you ever thought where you would be today if you had not been saved by God? Just think about it for a while. You wouldn't be in church, probably, number one. Most of us would probably be 6 feet under. No telling what we would be doing or selling or eating. No telling what would be going on. We know it wouldn't be glorifying God. But because of His mercy and grace. You know, I heard a story on the news during the week. I like to watch the news because I like to see what's going on in the world, what's happening. And I was watching the news and something really caught my eye, and I tell you, because I was about to get up and I sat back down and I said, let me watch this. There was an elderly gentleman. He was 82 years old. Him and his wife had been married for many, and I don't remember the years, but it was a long time. Long. And at 82, his wife died. You know, when you're married a long time and your spouse, or even a short time, doesn't matter, your spouse dies, it's a hard thing. And It said the man was saying for 6 months, he stayed in his house and did nothing. Zero. All he would do was sit in his chair, and he had a big picture window, basically, and he would look out. Basically, that's all, basically, what he did. He didn't go out much. He didn't do, he's like they said, she died, was underground, and he died, but he was still upon the earth, walking. So when she died, basically, they both died. Because he said, I have no future. I did not have a future. Nothing. Well, you know, it came to a time. And he had children, but they live far away. And, you know, it's hard to visit a lot. He had grandchildren, but they live far away. And it's hard to, you know, come and do whatever. Well, one day, out of the blue, he said, I have to go to the store. You know, we have to go to the store and get food. And so he got in his car. He drove to the store. And he got a buggy, and he just started going down the aisles. Put whatever he wanted. And as he was coming around one of the aisles, there was a lady coming with two children. And they met at the end of the aisle. And they stopped because the little girl, which was about 4, 5, 6, 7, something in that area, said, look, an old man. And probably, you know, if it would have been our children, we would have. Don't say that. You know, you kind of. But she kept saying, look, the old. And, you know, they write, look, the old man. And she said, give me a hug. And it says that the man went to her because that. And she just hugged him. And from that day forward, you know, they exchanged where they found out where he lived and did all that. From that day forward, she would go meet him every week at his house. And the man said this. He said, now I have a purpose to live for. And they said, well, what's the purpose? He said, and he said the little girl's name. And he said, to see her grow up. Love will change a person forever. One hug changed that. And he said it changed his life. Because he was on death row as for dying. And one little girl, because of her love, just hugged him. You know, the scripture says, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We were all on death row, and thank God for his delivering power, that he took his arms through Jesus Christ and through the Holy Spirit and hugged us and said, I'll give you life. Some of us were drug addicts. Some of us were living in evil. Some of us were alcoholics. He raises. I understand. All of us were sinners and evil. And we heard about the gospel.
Come on.
We heard about Jesus.
Yeah.
And he gave us liberty. He gave us freedom, and he gave us love, and he put his arms around about us and said, I'll give you life, and I'll give you a purpose to live for.
Amen.
That's him.
Yeah.
Praise God. That's why, man, we want to shout for the things of God. That's why we want to accomplish what God wants us to accomplish, because he's given us life because of the love of our Father towards us. I know many of us have been hurt by things, have been hurt by people, have been hurt by our spouses, our children, life, pastors, everything in the world. But let me tell you, there's one God that will never hurt you on purpose or will do evil towards you. And that's Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. He's the one that gives life to people. He's the one that gives hope to people. He's the one that says, come to me and I will take your burden. Cast your cares upon me and I will give you liberty and freedom. That's the kind of God we serve. Praise God, that will take his arms and hug us and say, I'll give you a purpose. The benefits of the cross, the benefits of thanking God for who he is and what he's done upon Calvary's cross for us. Because let me tell you, if it wasn't for the blood, where would we be? You know that song we sang, Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion and the Lamb. He's the Lion that comes out to fight for us, and he's the Lamb that will lay his life down for us. Amen. No other God has done what he's done. Can you imagine the King of Kings that is seated next to the throne room, next to God the Father? The Father turns to him, and I know they're one, and says, I need you to go down and redeem mankind. And Jesus comes, and comes as a baby. Vulnerable. God protects him. Pharaoh wants to kill him. I mean, all kinds of stuff. Grows up to be a carpenter. He works. No welfare. He works. That's another sermon. And when it comes time at 30 years of age, he steps out into ministry and starts preaching the gospel. My God. Starts preaching about who the Father is. Starts ministering to the disciples. Starts giving out to the people. Starts feeding the 5,000. And starts giving of the food, the fish and the food. Miracles, signs and wonders started to take place because of the benefit of the cross. And let me tell you, at the end, he lays down his life as a lamb to the slaughter. He's a lion and the lamb, but he's a lamb at that time. A lamb to the slaughter, which he could have called 10,000 of his angels to come and rescue him. I believe if he would have thought it, it would have happened. Because that's the power of our God. But he stood in the flesh of man and stayed upon the cross as they nailed a nail through his left hand, right hand, through his feet, and they stabbed him on the side and pulled his beard and hit him with ropes, scourging him with nails and little pieces of glass and stuff that ripped into the back of his body. He stayed upon that cross no matter what, as even men and women came and laughed at him and mocked him. And said, if you're God, come down from there. If they only knew. If they only knew. People, the benefits of what Jesus did as he laid down his life. He said, I'm doing it for Joseph. I'm doing it for Otis. I'm doing it for Bobby. Miss Anna. And put your name in there. I'm doing it for you. As he stayed on that cross. Because let me tell you. I know we think, well, you know, if he would have come down from there, everything would have been the same. No, 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 it wouldn't have. It would have been like the Old Testament, where the Spirit of God would come upon certain people at certain times, and it wouldn't be like today, where the Spirit of God can be in everywhere that people want them. Wherever two or three are gathered in his name, it says the Spirit of God will be there. God will be there. As we gather in his name, we can have the God that died upon the cross in us. That his Spirit can dwell in us. His Spirit can be on us and dwell in us. And we can be moved by the Spirit of God because of what God has done upon the cross through his Son Jesus. The benefits of it. Thanking God for his mercy and his grace and his power and his love towards us. For, and I know I said this scripture before, for God so loved the world. Let me tell you. That's a powerful scripture, and most people are theologians, and most lay people in churches believe that's probably one of the most powerful scripture. The whole Bible is powerful, but that scripture, John 3:16, because it shows the love of the Father towards his creation. For God so loved Joseph. For God so loved, put your name, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him. He didn't say if you were from this country or that country or this nationality, then he'll give unto us and help us. It says, whosoever, whosoever. That all can come in. That he died for all of humanity. He died for the Jewish people, the Gentile people. All. I mean, you have to remember, hey, at one time the Jewish people thought that all of the things of the gospel were just for them. That's it. I mean, they thought that. Their thinking was, we are higher than everyone else. That's why God had to come and show Paul and tell him, kill and eat those animals, because they didn't eat certain animals. They didn't eat pigs. I don't understand that, but you ever had pork chops? Pork chops, rice and gravy? My God. I mean, you know, with sausage on the side? My Lord. You know, you ever had pork chops on a barbecue pit? My God. How can anybody resist that, you know? I'm about to close. Anybody barbecuing? John is, yeah. John is barbecuing. Yeah. Oh, y'all some good people. Y'all are great people. I'm telling you. Y'all are great people. I thank God for you every day. You make my job easy. I'm telling you. You make it easy. Thank you. I love you and I appreciate you. That little girl turned that man's life around because of one hug. God can change our lives around with one hug. One hug. I know Thursday is Thanksgiving. Look, eat to your heart's content. What you do is you have a bottle of Pepto-Bismol. No. You need some. Then you eat again and you fall asleep. No, you just have, thank God for everything. Because I know, honestly, when we, for Thanksgiving, you know, we don't get the small plates. You get the oval, big Chinette plates. You make sure it doesn't leak through. They're big. And you put everything in it. And when you walk out, it's like, there's so much food on it. That's the blessing. That's what God loves to do for his children. Give unto them. Just accept his blessings. Let God use you. Thank God for who he is. And love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And fulfill what God has for you to do upon this earth. And if you would, that day as you get up in the morning, please pray for them, Leonard and Gail, as they start that day, because they get up very early. What time? 5 o'clock? 4 o'clock? About 5. Just putting things together. Can you imagine serving 200 and something plates? And if you want a plate, you can go get one. Go get it. I mean, it's for anyone. But pray for them and ask God to help them. And thank God for the many blessings that he's given unto you. Because he is a great God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The greatest gift ever given to humanity was from the Father, and that was his Son. We need to thank God for it. Thank him for it. And through that, we have life, liberty, and freedom, and help in all areas of our lives. Because people, we can't make it without him. Can't do it. Amen. You may stand, please. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As every head is bowed for just a minute, please, if you don't mind. And every eye closed, please, just for a minute. I want to ask you a very important question. Do you know Jesus? Have you given your life to him? Is he your Lord and Savior this day? If you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or maybe you did, and maybe you need to rededicate your life to him, would you please raise your hand so we can pray with you? I see your hand. Thank you. Anyone else? That's one. Anyone else? Remember, Jesus gives hope. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. We have one person that raised their hand, so let's pray together. All right. Would you repeat this prayer after me? Say, Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive me of all of my sins. I accept you as the Lord of my life, that you will lead me and you will guide me and you will be with me. I accept you as my Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may look this way. Amen. Look, I want to tell you, Jelaine and I, we love you guys. We appreciate you, and we thank God for you. And I pray you have a great Thanksgiving day. Now, I don't know if anybody's going shopping after. That's up to you. I don't go shopping after. I go to bed. No, go sleep. Recline. But look, you have a great, eat all that you can. Bless the people you're with. Give them a hug. Tell them you love them. Because you never know. That might be the last time you see them. Always remember that. Hopefully not. But it could be. Always tell people you love them. And you appreciate them. We appreciate you, Jelaine and I. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. And we love you. And you have a blessed Thanksgiving. God bless you. You are dismissed.